Yes, please.
Get me Edgar Hoover. Edgar Hoover.
Thank you, sir.
Hello?
Edgar.
Yes, it's present.
They want me to talk to the husband of this woman that was killed. I've had the counsel over here talk to her, and they want me the man in the White House switchboard last night indicated that I would talk to him when I waked up.
Yeah.
And it's been all over the TV and everything.
Yeah.
Now, before I talk to him, I wanted to check and have you check, be sure that he's... You don't have anything to, that or any reason why I shouldn't, because in your file, he's a Teamster man.
Yes, he's a Teamster man. He's one of their so-called agents. And he has had I wouldn't say a bad character, but he's well known out there as being one of the Teamster strong arm men. And this woman, his wife, we found on her body numerous needle points indicating that she may have been taking dope. We can't say that definitely because she's dead. But I would be somewhat inclined, if it could be done, to have somebody like White or somebody of that kind talk to him rather than you talk to him.
All right, Clyde's already talked to him, expressed our sympathy,
yeah,
and told him that we're working on it. Yeah. And
well, I think the thing is in pretty good shape, because I'm going to talk, as soon as I finish talking to you, I'm going to talk to the men in Alabama, and we're going to try to get warrants out right away to arrest the other three men who were in the car with our informant. They're at home today. They didn't go to work, so therefore they couldn't have disposed of their guns in the blast furnace. But our purpose is to file the same kind of warrants that we filed in the Penn case in Georgia. Now, Dorr is down in Alabama, and we'll have my inspector contact Dorr and then phone me back as to what they decide they can do or will do, and I'll let you know.
Please do, because they're running me crazy over here.
I'll get word down there right away, and I'll have word back, because what we want to do is get these fellows into custody. The car is in the yard of one of these four men, or one of the four is the informant, but the car is in the yard of one of the other three that they used last night, this Red Impala. And there were two men who in the car, whose names we have, I think one is named Wilkins and one is named Eaton, who both fired. One was a .38 revolver and one was a .22 revolver. So that we've got it pretty well pinned down on that, together, as I say, with this statement of this informant. Incidentally, they went earlier in the evening yesterday in Selma, went to some restaurant there to have dinner, and as they came out, a man came up to Wilkins or Eaton and said, "Now, I've done my job, you do yours." It was one of the men that is charged with the killing of this minister in Boston. So we have an added witness in the form of this informant who overheard that conversation last night. So this thing had been apparently a clan conspiracy that had been well planned out, first to get rid of Heap, and then they going after this car. They accidentally ran onto this car by reason of the fact this colored man was snugging up pretty close to the white woman who was driving. But I think if within the next hour, and I'm quite certain I'll have definite word, I'm going to talk to Alabama right away. If Daw agrees to the serving of the warrants, and the warrants are served, I'll have them served at once. We have the houses under surveillance. Then we can notify you, and you can make the statement from the White House.
Do that, Edgar, or maybe you and the Attorney General come over and just walk in. If you get here before the astronauts, they're going to be here at 11 or something. But if you could get here, I just suggest you say to the Attorney General that I kept up with it during the night. I just suggest when you got some information, do it, and then give me a chance to show what good work the FBI has done and how the Attorney General has done it. We're all together, and we work at this thing, and you just 24 hours, you've produced results. I think it might make it a little dramatic.
I think it would
be. Get in your car, and the two of you ride over, and let the television cover you as you come in, and just you don't have to have any appointment. Just call George Reed and say, I'm coming over to see the president.
Yes.
Period. And then tell Attorney General so he doesn't.
I'll get him word on that right away.
You all just get in the car and come on over any moment.
Yes.
All right.
Well, I'll speed this thing up right away.
All right.
Fine.
Radio.